Hey, thanks for having me over. Can I come in? Thanks. Wow, you really spruced up the place since the last time I was here. Maybe it's just been too long. Do you mind if I have a seat? So, what did you want to do? I'm down to just chill. I could use a load off. Or, since you don't have anything in mind... Yeah, I brought my magic stuff. Wait, hear me out. Oh, don't be like that. How do you know if it's fun or not when you won't even try it? It's no problem if you don't have a deck. I have one for you. I promise it's not that complicated. I can teach you. It'll be fine. Let's do a practice game so you can get a feel for it. If you think it's lame, then we can stop, okay? Really? You will? Oh, awesome. Okay, take this. It's a mat. Lay it down on the table while I get all my stuff out. All right, here's your deck, and here's mine. I'm gonna lay my mat out. Now I just have to shuffle. I'll explain the basics while I do. Oh, your deck is already shuffled. I knew if I used my puppy eyes, you'd cave, so I had it ready in advance. Don't pout. It's your fault for being easy. You've played card games before, right? Good. So the format I'm gonna be teaching you today is called Commander. We both start with 40 life, and the goal is to get your opponent to zero. Ideally, you want to play with four people, but since we're just doing a practice round, 1v1 is fine. Commander works exactly how it sounds. You build your deck around a card, your commander, and your win condition is usually tied to them in some way. Since you're using a basic deck I built to help you learn, I gave you one with a pretty simple ability. It should be the top card of your deck, so go ahead and put it down. Commanders always start the game on the board off to the side in the command zone. There it is, Uro, the Miststalker. I chose this one because it has some decent colors attached to it. Do you see those symbols in the top right? That's its color identity. Every card has one, and every color specializes in different areas. There's no need to get into all of them right away. The cards in your deck all have to match at least one of your commander's colors. Uro lets you play reds, greens, and whites, so he's got some decent variety. The symbols also indicate his mana cost, which every card has. In order to play him, you'll need one mana of each color and two colorless, which means they can be any color. You following so far? Yeah, it's a little confusing at first, but let's start, and I'm sure you'll get it pretty fast. Let me put my commander on the board real quick. I'm playing a mono blue deck, but you don't really have to worry about it since this is just practice. First, we draw our opening hands. It's seven cards to start. Okay, I can work with this. You're allowed to mulligan if you want, by the way. True, how could you possibly know if your hand is good or not? Let's play the first few rounds open-handed so I can help you out. Oh, fine, be stubborn then. Do you at least have basic lands in your hand? Well, then it's probably okay. Now, let's begin. I'll go first so I can show you how it's done. You good with that? Cool. Since I'm going first, I don't draw this turn. I'll play a land to start. Lands are important because they're what you use to generate mana. I'll show you what I mean. Since I'm playing a blue deck, my primary land type is an island. So I'll put an island down, and then I'll tap it to play something. Tapping just means you've used up a card for the turn. You put it horizontally like this, and that way you can keep track of what you've used and what you haven't. Tapping a basic land adds one mana of that color to your mana pool. So I'll tap my island to play Opt. Opt lets me scry one. That means I get to look at the top card of my deck. If I don't like it, I can put it on the bottom. So I'll scry. Ooh, just what I wanted. I'll keep it where it is. Opt also lets me draw one, so I'll go ahead and do that now. That resolves Opt, so I put it in my graveyard. Now I'll pass my turn, so you go. By the way, you get to draw on your first turn since you're going second. Do you still need some help? I'd say you want to play one of your lands first. You've got a mountain, right? Go ahead and put it down. Now you can pay one red to play something. Do you have anything that costs one? You don't, huh? Well, then you'll have to pass turn. Don't worry, playing nothing but a land the first turn is pretty common. Not so fast. I forgot to mention, you can only play one land per turn. Sorry. Do you pass? Okay, my turn then. For starters, I untapped the land I used last turn. You always untapped cards you tapped last turn at the start of your next one. I draw, then I'll play my land for the turn. It's another island. So now I'll tap one to play Soul Ring. Soul Ring is an artifact. That means it stays on the board as long as you don't have anything to remove it. I can tap Soul Ring to add 2 colorless mana to my pool. Basically, it's like having an extra land, but better. I lucked out drawing it this early. Anyway, I will pass. You go. Nice, nice. I didn't even have to tell you to play your mountain. I knew you'd get it fast. Anyway, you got 2 lands now. You got any plays? So you do. Let me see the card, if you don't mind. So you got a creature you can play. Alphamir. I forgot I put him in here, honestly. You see those numbers in the bottom right? That's his power and toughness. So he's at 2 power and 1 toughness, which means he can deal 2 damage when he attacks and take 1 before you have to put him in your graveyard. He's got no special ability, just flavor text. We call weak units like these weenies. What? I wasn't kidding. Anyway, put him on the board for now. You can't attack with him yet because of summoning sickness, but next turn you can swing him at me for 2. And since you don't have any mana left, looks like your turn is over. So I'll untap, then draw. I like my hand, but I'm not ready to pop off just yet. So I'll play an island and then pass. You go again. You want to attack? Shouldn't you play a land first? You don't have any, really? And you can't play anything with the 2 you do have? Damn, I guess you really do just swing then. Alright, when it's time to attack, you enter combat. You can enter combat after your main phase is done. We can get into phases later. When you enter combat, you choose which one of your units you want to swing and where. Since you've only got 1 unit and 1 viable target, that means you're attacking me directly for 2, right? Okay, I don't have anything to block with, and I don't have a response, so I'll take the 2. I'm at 38 life now. That resolves combat. You tap your mirror now. Since he's tapped, he wouldn't be able to block if I were to swing during my turn. Anything else? Oh, don't worry, I'm sure you'll draw some land soon. My go. Ooh, I like these draws. For now, I'll play an island, then pass again. What's wrong? What do you mean I'm not taking this seriously? I'm just preparing the setup. But as you wish, I'll get started for real. First, I'll tap one of my islands to summon Hypnotic Grifter. Oh, the art? It's a proxy. I'm actually using a lot of proxies, I hope that's okay. Some of these cards are expensive, and I took some liberties with the art. Calm down. I told you I wasn't using a serious deck. I just had to use proxies for some of the fun cards, that's all. I went with something a little different for the art on them. See these shiny pattern designs? Almost like a foil? They look so cool in the light, see? Anyway, I'll tap my Soul Ring and one more island to activate Grifter's ability. For 3 cost, she connives, which means I draw a card and discard 1. She flexes her hypnotic power, leaving my opponent too transfixed to notice me sneaking cards into my hand. You're right, that last part wasn't necessary. I just like to think that's what's happening. It makes it more exciting. Okay, I'm gonna draw now. Ooh, alright, good one. And I'll get rid of this because I don't need it. Also, since I discarded a non-land card, Grifter gets a +1/+1 counter as part of her effect. A counter indicates a stat increase. We keep track of them using dice. I should have some over there. Can you pass me one? Thanks, there we go. Since she started at 1/2, she's at 2/3 now. Got it? And finally, I'll tap 2 more islands to play Deepwater Hypnotist. Yeah, it's another proxy. The art is pretty though, right? Sometimes I find myself just staring at it without realizing. Oh, her effect? Yeah, I'll explain that a little later. I think that's it for my turn, so I'll pass. You go. What, you really don't have anything you can play? Let me see your hand. Oh my god, not a single land. How did you brick this hard already? Whoever built your deck must have had no idea what they were doing. Don't worry about it. It happens. No, wait, let's not restart just yet. It's about to get interesting, I promise. Cool, thanks. Did you want to swing at me with your mirror again? Alright, I won't block. I take 2, which puts me at 36. Do you pass? All right, one last thing. How many cards do you have in your hand right now? 8, huh? You can only have 7 cards in your hand after your turn ends. You're going to have to discard one. Don't worry, you get to choose. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, is that all? Okay, my turn. Before anything else, I untap, then draw. I have almost everything I need. First, I'll play another island. I've got more than enough lands to work with here. I'll tap 3 to activate Grifter's Connive again. Your eyes are once again transfixed, focusing on nothing other than Grifter, as I draw 1 and discard 1. Fine, I'll stop teasing. I discarded a non-land card, so that's another +1 counter on Grifter. She's at +2/+2 now. Now I'll tap an island and summon Hypnotic Siren. Another cool pattern, right? One of my favorites, actually. Someone could get lost looking at it if they're not careful. So Siren's deal is that she has a bestow cost. That means I can pay 5 blue and 2 colorless and play her as an enchantment. She attaches herself to another creature, giving it +1/+1 and flying. I like to think that her voice is so mesmerizing, so like powerful and compelling, that they feel like they're flying from just hearing it, hence the effect. But since I'm summoning her normally, he's just a 1/1 flyer. One last thing before I enter combat, I'll tap 2 more islands and summon Merfolk Mesmerist. Actually, yeah, as you can probably tell, I'm pretty much only going to be playing proxies from this point forward. You seem to like them okay, though, the way you're looking at them. Can't say I blame you. Anyway, I'll set Mesmerist aside for now. I'm going to enter combat. I'll swing Grifter and Deepwater Hypnotist at you for 5. No, remember the 2+1 counters on my Grifter? So she's at 3/4 now. Do you want to block? No? Okay, you're at 35. And I tap my units. Oh, check this out. Another thing about these proxies, they look really great in motion. Watch the patterns as I tap them. The way the lines just blur together as the light hits the cards and I turn them. It creates this trippy effect, kind of like a spiral. You see what I mean? Neat, right? I pass, so you're up. No worries, take your time. Like I said, I do the same thing. Don't forget to draw. Still no lands? Let me see what you got. Oh, Pyroblast. That's a counterspell, so you'll want to save it for when you really need it. Really, though, I can't believe you haven't gotten another land yet. I'm sorry, it's probably my fault. I should have shuffled better. So you're going to swing at me again? Actually, I have a response. So, I'll tap 1 to play Hypnotic Pattern. Fitting name for a card with art like this, huh? It's an instant, which means I can play it whenever I want as long as I can afford it. It gives a creature I target -2 power until the end of the turn. Since your creature is at 2 power, that means I take 0. He steals his resolve and prepares to attack me, but I hold out the pattern in front of him. It stops him dead in his tracks, becoming completely engrossed in the shapes and swirls. The way the light illuminates the pattern leaves him dumbfounded. He can feel his entire body going limp as his power fails him. Just when he thinks he can't relax any further, the pattern comes to life before his eyes. It begins slowly spinning like this. All right, chill. I'll put the card down. I'm just trying to roleplay a little bit. It creates a sense of immersion. You feel me? You were getting into it, too. I saw you spacing out for a second there. You're right. I'll cut it out. Anyway, that resolves combat. It looks like you can't do anything else. Do you pass? Oh, sorry, but you're going to have to discard one again. Hey, don't sulk. Honestly, you're making me feel kind of guilty here. Tell you what, if you don't start enjoying yourself by the end of my next turn, we can restart, okay? Thanks. You won't regret it. My turn. First, I'll untap. Look at my cards as I turn them upright again. You watch the patterns closely as they swirl and become a blur once more. Don't they look awesome, especially right next to each other like that? Here's where I get to explain Deepwater Hypnotist's effect. Whenever she untaps, a creature I target gets -3 power for the turn. She uses her sorcery to sap their strength away. Their legs become weak, and they fall to their knees in surrender as their desire to fight begins to wane. Since you still only got one unit, I guess that's what I'm targeting. Now my turn actually begins. I'll start off with an island, then I'll tap one to play Mind Bomb. All players take three, or you can discard up to three cards to block that amount of damage. You can feel your mind being shattered, your thoughts being rattled around and exiting your head with so much force that you take physical damage from it. Do you have a response?
You could play your Pyroblast if you wanted to.
You will? All right. Unfortunately for you, I also have a response. Yeah, this was a trap, sorry. I tap my Soul Ring and one island to play Hypnotic Sprite. True, she is a creature, but she has an adventure cost as well. By paying two blue and one colorless, I can play her as Mesmeric Glare, which counters any spell that costs three or less. She then gets exiled, and I can summon her as a creature later. The sprite uses her natural mesmerism to disarm whatever spell you are about to use.
You find it hard to think about the spell, about anything, as you focus on her.
No thoughts left other than the sprite. And look, this card's got a fun pattern on it too. Seriously, I love these proxies. Since I countered your counter, we both take three damage from Mind Bomb. Unless you want to discard something to block it? I didn't think so. Your mind is completely blown, blasted away to little pieces that anyone could come and put back together however they like. Oh, me? Yeah, I take three as well. I'm at 33 and you're at 32. But as for my mind, I think it's in much better shape than yours. You're starting to look a little dizzy there. Well, I'm sure it's fine. I might as well tap two islands to put Hypnotic Sprite on the board from exile. Since your head is all foggy, you hardly notice as she quietly slips next to my other units. Don't they look incredible all lined up like this? All the patterns in a row, one leading into another seamlessly. You could spend hours tracing them with your eyes. It's almost mesmerizing. I better not look or I won't be able to finish my turn. It might be too late for you, though. At any rate, I'll tap one more island to activate Merfolk Mesmerist's ability. She forces you to mill two cards. She catches your gaze with her piercing blue eyes and they begin to glow. Her eyes are so beautiful, and their light is so captivating. You find yourself utterly entranced by them. You feel your will twisting into her will. You feel a strong urge to give her whatever she wants, and she wants you to submit. As a gesture of submission, you put the top two cards of your deck straight into your graveyard. You don't even think about it. You just move automatically. And of course, I have to tap Mesmerist herself in order to use this effect. Look at the card as I tap it. Watch the motion closely. Yeah, just like that. Let your eyes follow the pretty pattern. Watch as the light glistens off the card. It's practically glowing, just like her eyes. You can still picture them clearly in your mind, right? You remember how those eyes made you feel? Take a few deep breaths and let yourself sink into that feeling. Just watch the spiral and relax. Well, my turn's been going for a while now, so I'll cut you a break and skip combat this time. That means I pass. And so do you, I think. You don't look like you're about to make any moves. Yeah, let's just say you pass. Back to my turn. I'll untap everything. I don't even have to tell you to look at my cards since you've been staring at them this whole time. Now I'll draw. Lucky me, another island. I'll play that, and then I'll tap five to play the spell I've been holding on to. That's right. Mind Control. This one is pretty self-explanatory. It's an enchantment that lets me take control of whatever creature I target. Their personality is overwritten. Their brain is washed. Their loyalty is shifted. I completely dominate every aspect of their mind and turn them into my obedient thrall, ready to serve me and helpless to resist. Easy enough to understand. Who to cast it on, though? You only have one creature, and it's just a two-power fodder unit with no ability. Hardly a useful minion for me. No, I think I have a better target in mind. It'll be bending the rules a little, but I have a feeling you'll be okay with that.
Yes.
I cast mind control on you. Do you have a response? You can't think of one, can you? Not with how dazed you are. Not when my grifter is keeping your attention focused on her. When my hypnotist is draining your resistance away. When my sprite is making it so hard to think about anything at all. All the while my mesmerist is eroding your will, changing it into her will. My will. After looking at all the patterns for so long, I wonder if there's anything going on in your head at all. So I'll say it again. I cast mind control on you. Do you have a response? Looks like you don't. Then the spell resolves. You are ensnared by it and reborn as my mindless servant. My cute little slave boy. You belong to me, mind, body, and soul. From this point on, I expect you to obey me without question. You will obey, won't you? Let's test it out. Get out of your seat. I want you to kneel on the ground at my feet. Good boy. Looks like it was a big success. I guess that was one proxy too many for your poor, weak brain. Maybe this is why you were afraid to play with me. You figured something like this might happen. Well, I suppose you were right. But for now, let's continue the game. It's all right, get up and sit back down. Okay. Let's make it clear who's in control here, as if it wasn't already. I'll tap two islands to play Keeper of the Mind. For this image, I went with a picture of myself. I think you see where I'm going with this. Between playing this and successfully mind-controlling you, I've become your owner. Your keeper. You are bound to me, and I control every aspect of your being. I want you to acknowledge that and accept it as the absolute truth. Do you understand? Say, yes, keeper. Very good. For my first act as your keeper, I'll tap my last two islands to play Mind Sculpt. Another pattern on that one. It's really overkill at this point, huh? I'll use Mind Sculpt to shape your mind into whatever I want. It's already all soft and malleable from looking at my cards and listening to my voice, so I can mold it as easily as clay. Feel my hands kneading at it, transforming you down to your very core. Any notions of resistance being reshaped into even stronger feelings of submission. Your craving for my control being amplified until the only thoughts left in your head are thoughts of reverence and devotion to your keeper. Now be a good little minion and mill 7 cards for me. Did I forget to mention? That's Mind Sculpt's actual effect. Now do it. Good, very good. You didn't hesitate at all. It was tougher than I expected, but looks like you've finally given in to me. I think I'll enter combat. I'll swing everything at you. It adds up to 9. Do you want to block? Then again, it doesn't really matter what you want to do. You don't do anything unless I tell you. So you're taking 9. You're at 23 now. That should resolve combat. I seem to be tapped out. So you're up again. But before you start playing, I have a question for you. All of this is turning you on, right? I knew it. You think I don't see the way you look at me? The way you check me out when you think I won't notice? You made it so obvious, dude. If you had a thing for me, you could have just said so. Still, that's not the only reason, though, is it? You're not just turned on because you find me attractive. It's something else entirely, isn't it? All these mesmerizing proxies and hypnosis-themed cards. You must have realized what was going on at some point. If you really wanted to stop me, you easily could have. But you didn't want me to stop. You wanted to see if I could actually pull it off. If I could really hypnotize you over a game of magic. Because deep down, the thought of me being in control got you excited, didn't it? Well, your keeper asked you a question. Now answer. I thought so. Another question. Are you hard right now? Take it out. I want to see. Oh my. You weren't kidding. This really is turning you on. It's flattering in a weird way. I just had a fun idea. I want to see how well you can play with one hand while the other one... Well, I think you can figure it out. Come on, don't get shy on me now. Your keeper is giving you a direct order. Go on. Put your hand on it and start touching it. Go nice and slow at first. All the way up the base of the shaft and back down. I don't want you too worked up just yet. Good boy. I like it when you're obedient. I think you like it too, the way you just twitched when I praised you. Now use your free hand and try your best to keep playing. Don't even think about taking the other one off your dick unless I tell you to. Remember, first you untap, then draw. Oh man, you look so ridiculous trying to do everything one-handed. Not to mention how red your face is. Here, let me help. Oh, look, you finally got a land. This time it's a forest. Go ahead and put it down. Now let me see your hand. No, dummy, I meant your cards. I didn't say you could take your hand off yet. Now let's see. Oh, wow, you've actually got plays. You could have used some of these already and killed my momentum a bit, but I guess you were focused on other things. Here's what you're going to do. Tap your first mountain to play Active Volcano. It's an instant that lets you destroy a permanent or return an island to my hand. It's a little late for it now, but you need all the help you can get. Now tap another mountain and play Blazing Salvo. This one lets you deal 3 damage to a creature, or I can choose to take 5 to face instead. I would target my Grifter, since she's already at 3-3 and she can snowball higher. Last, tap that forest you just got to play Aerial Volley. It lets you deal 3 damage, divided however you want, to units with flying. It's good value here, since you can kill both my Siren and my Sprite with a single cheap spell. Alright, not a bad move. However, you just played 3 spells in a turn, which means I have a response. Oh, I know, your keeper is so cruel. To make you feel better, you can stroke a little faster while I play this next card. It's called Mindbreak Trap. Your mind is already broken, so this might be pushing it a little far. I can play this for 0 if the opponent plays 3 or more spells in a turn. I send any number of spells into exile, which means I counter all the ones you just played. Feel your mind breaking even further than before. Feel any faint embers of free will that still remain being stamped out as you sink deeper into this trance. It's a pleasurable feeling. Just keep stroking yourself for me and give in to the pleasure as your mind is broken over and over again. So does that end your turn? Yeah, I guess you could still swing, but that would be a waste of time. Not to mention I didn't order it. So, end your turn. That's better. I go. Hey, I know it's hard to tear yourself away from the patterns, but I want you looking at me while I take my turn. That's it. Look deeply into my eyes. The cards were just the catalyst. They may have helped, but I'm the one who brought you into this state, and I'm the one who's making you feel so good now. I want you to remember that while you lose yourself in my eyes and continue touching for me. Good boy. You can go a bit faster. Now my turn begins. I'll play an island to start. Now I'll tap an island to play Mind Bend. I'll be honest, I just want to see how far into trance I can drop you at this point. You're so deep for me already, but I'm going to keep sinking you even deeper. Deeper than you thought possible. Mind Bend lets me change one instance of text on a permanent. Let's change one of your mountains to produce blue mana since you don't play any blue. It's useless to you now, incapable of producing anything that could help you in the slightest. Much like that feeble mind of yours that I continue to bend however I please. I love seeing you throb whenever I talk like that. Speed it up just a little, okay? Next, I'll tap 5 and summon Mesmerizing Benthid. Normally, it creates 2/0/2 illusion tokens that I can block with, but I forgot to bring my tokens, so you'll just have to imagine they're there. You can see them, right? I'm sure you'd see them if I told you to visualize them. You would do anything if I ordered it. Believe anything if I told you it was true. Anyway, I think I'll swing again now. Once again, everything I've got to face. And once again, you won't block. This time you're taking 10. You're at 13. Unless you can stop me, next turn should be lethal. I'll pass and see if you figure it out. Go on, play. Oh, don't look at me like that. You just look so cute trying to hold your cards, untap, and draw all with one hand. It's adorable. Because I know you couldn't take your other hand off even if you wanted to. Let's make it more interesting, shall we? Faster. Alright, let me help you here. Look, I'll give it to you straight. There's no way you can come back from this, especially with your brain almost totally fried. And I noticed something else. You're getting close, aren't you? I can tell you're getting desperate for release. So, to speed things up, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to do this turn. You're going to swing at me with your only unit, your mirror. I'll block it, and you'll pass turn. Then I'll swing right away and finish you off. When your life points hit 0, that's when you get to spurt for me. Sound good? Yes, I promise. My, so eager. Nothing but an empty-headed little toy stroking away for your keeper. So go ahead, enter combat. But before you swing, I want you to do something for me. I want you to think of your mirror as your old self. As you swing it at me, and it bounces pathetically off my blocker, it'll be like the old you that tried so hard to resist me. You gave it your all, but it amounted to nothing in the end. And as you cast your mirror into the graveyard, it'll be like the death of the old you. That way, we can usher in the new and improved you. The you that knows how good it feels to obey. The you that wants nothing more than to please his keeper and be a good minion for her. Go on, swing. And I'll, of course, block. I'll go with Grifter, the one who started you down this path. She's at 3-3, so she tanks the 2 damage easily, and your mirror dies in the process. Set him on your graveyard, and as you do, feel yourself being liberated. You are a devoted slave for your keeper, and nothing more. The person you were before doesn't matter. Now you can finally let him go and embrace your new existence. Say you pass turn for me. Good boy. As promised, I'll cut to the chase. I'm going to enter combat. I'll swing my units at you one at a time. And when your life reaches 0, you will come for me. And as you come, you'll accept your new life under my control. You're at 13, so we'll start from there. I swing my sprite at you. She makes your mind so hazy, it's impossible to think. You don't need to think anymore. Just focus on the sound of my voice. 11. I swing my mesmerist. Her eyes light up and begin to enchant you once more, only they're not her eyes, they're my eyes. So obviously you're just as helpless to look away from them. 10. Next, my deep water hypnotist. Remember what I said earlier about her bringing you to your knees? Yes, I want you on your knees for me. But keep stroking. That's it, speed up. 8. Almost there now. Grifter swings. She's the one that got you into this. The first hypnotic foil pattern that caught your attention and sealed your fate. You have a lot to thank her for. 5. Mesmerizing Benthid. Much like the illusions it casts, I want you to start seeing double of me. Triple, even. Your entire field of vision filled with nothing but your keeper. Your mind filled with nothing but blissful submission to her. You're in ecstasy. The pleasure is so intense. You're so ready to surrender yourself to her completely. You know how amazing it will feel when you do. 1. Finally, the card that bears my name. Keeper of the Mind. Lose for your keeper. Submit to your keeper. Obey your keeper. Accept your place under your keeper. And now, come for me. Let it well up to the surface and just burst. That's it. Let it all out. Good boy. My God, that's quite a mess you've made. They told me a hypnosis-themed deck can never beat anybody. Well, it was fun while it lasted, but it's probably about time to bring you back. I'm going to count down from 3. On 1, I'll snap my fingers and you'll awaken from trance. You'll be fully alert and in control of your own actions. All of my suggestions will simply fade from your mind. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wide awake. Yo, I have to say, not bad for your first game. Oh, come on. There's no point in covering it up now. It's beyond late for that. What? Did you think I was being serious with all that evil hypnotist stuff? Come on, that was just part of the roleplay, remember? Unless you were hoping I was serious. That I actually was going to brainwash you and make you my pet for life. Oh, you weren't? Are you sure? Because there's a small puddle of evidence to the contrary right there on the floor. Calm down, I'm only teasing. Listen, man, you gotta work up the nerve to ask me out normally. After that, maybe your keeper can make her return. Well, we can discuss it later. For now, pull yourself together. I've still got time for another round or two. Are you up for it? I thought so. It's a fun game, right? I'm glad you like it. Like I said, you just had to give it a chance. All things considered, I think I'll use a different deck this time, though.